I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Tea Time with Becky. I'm your host, Rebecca Reutz. I invite you to come along with me on this beautiful journey. Here, we'll talk about spiritual enlightenment, alignment, and how to build the life of your dreams through creating your own reality, how to break free from limiting beliefs and conditioning, how to set healthy boundaries, and how to live a passion-filled existence. These will all be in small segments that you can enjoy over your morning cup of tea. And from time to time, we'll have longer segments with beautiful souls on how they've created their most aligning and passionate lives. So let's dive deep together. Hello, and welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. I'm so excited to have you back with me today. So in season 2, episode 2, we talked a little bit about manifesting in relationships and the importance of finding your why. But today I actually want to talk about the importance of being grounded into your physical body. Because without this grounding, without planting our ideas into the earth, they simply remain ideas. So we can dream board and vision board and get as clear as we want on our why. But if we aren't actually grounded into our physical body and grounded into the earth, nothing is going to manifest. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about your root chakra, because if it is imbalanced, you're going to have a very hard time grounding into your physical body. So your root chakra represents your feeling of safety. So you're feeling safe and secure on a regular day-to-day basis. And if it's out of balance, this can translate into making decisions very based out of fear. Your nervous system is constantly in a state of fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, and it feels like every reaction that you're making is life or death. Even if you know in your heart that that isn't true, you're still responding in that way. So even if you're trying to focus on being able to be open and spiritually connected or trusting your intuition or your gut feeling, if you're too in your head about things, you're still going to respond out of fear instead of trusting your heart. And once again, when it's out of balance, it may leave you feeling unmotivated, out of touch with reality, like I said before, fearful, insecure, and unstable. And this also causes this dissociation with the body, or numbing, or not necessarily taking as much care of the body as we'd want. So when it comes to aligning and balancing this chakra, first and foremost, it really does come down to honoring the body as the sacred home of the spirit. So nourishing it with healthy foods and moving it through exercise and allowing yourself to truly feel fully present in the body, even if it's uncomfortable. And there are many other ways that you can balance this. There are many different healing modalities. You can balance through meditation, through yoga, through breath work. You can do sway or emotion code. You can move through dance. But what's most important is that you're feeling in and allowing yourself to just be present in your body, to sit in whatever the discomfort is that comes up for you around being fully present in your human body and feeling into that and letting it move through. I even usually say that even just starting with like feeling the bum on the chair, feeling the feet on the floor, grabbing and like squeezing your legs a little bit when you feel like you're way too in your head about things and you're forgetting to be in your human form, because we really do need to be able to connect to the body in order to be able to connect with the earth. And manifestation is a beautiful balance of connecting with heaven and spirit, but also connecting with the earth, especially when it comes to earthly material things. Those manifestations come from the physical planet. They come from the earth. And if we are disconnected from that earth, we're going to see a disconnect in our manifestations as well. We can have bits and pieces, but then feel like something isn't in full alignment. Something isn't playing out how we think it should be. Because once again, we're just too in our heads and we're not in our body. So allowing yourself to fully be in the body. Once this chakra is fully open and aligned and balanced, it then connects up to the rest of the energetic system, leading up in through the creativity and into our personal power and strength, and up into our communication and our intuition and our connectedness. They all play just as an important of a role, but we cannot skip that base foundation, our connectedness to the earth, or else we're grasping at unsteady ground. I know that I've been a little bit vague when it comes to different modalities, but it's hard to really dive into that just through speaking to you. So I am going to leave some resources in the notes on this episode. Hopefully you find them helpful. I will try to leave as many as I can so that you have a couple different options when it comes to exploring this energy and grounding into your body. I'm also going to leave you a 25% off discount code in the notes for my Chakra Dance and Embodiment online course. It's about a 25-minute routine that takes you through balancing each one of the chakras through dance and through different types of music. And it's fully guided and also has a free mini chakra meditation attached to it. So I also hope that that is a nice starting point for someone who maybe doesn't exactly know where to start when it comes to balancing the energies through movement or grounding into the body. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me today. It was so good to be here chatting with you. And again, please always feel free to connect with me through Instagram at Becky L. Coleman or on my website at RebeccaWrights.com. I always love hearing from you. I love having you share the episodes when you listen to them or tell me your thoughts or what it brought up for you. It just makes my heart so happy. I am beaming unconditional love to every single one of you listening, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next one.